Australia has ended its two-year term on the Security Council at the United Nations and won praise for being bold. The British ambassador has told AM Australia has had the most impact of any temporary member on the council in the last 5 years. North America correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
The 7,354th meeting of the Security Council is called to order.
There was no slow wind down to the end of Australia's term on the Security Council, with a critical meeting on the Middle East called in the final hours. It ended as it began, a tumultuous 2 years that delivered a roller coaster of global security crises. Australia's ambassador to the UN, Gary Quinlan, gave an insight in his wrap-up speech as he quoted former Secretary General Doug Hammarskjöld.
He famously said that the United Nations was not created to take humanity to heaven, but to save it from hell. In the past 2 years of Australia's term on the Council, heaven was never within reach, but there were many days when it seemed we were already deep in hell.
Ambassador Quinlan acknowledged the Council would be judged by its failures, but Australia has earned high praise for the role it's played since winning the temporary seat in 2012. Britain's ambassador to the UN, Mark Lyle Grant, praises the initiative Australia took and says it will leave a large legacy.
Well, I think Australia stood up for what it believed in. It stood up for its values and its interests. I think Australia has been, I would say bold, I wouldn't say risky, but I think they've certainly been brave in the sense of standing up for what they believe and being prepared to say it straight.
From North Korean human rights to Syrian humanitarian needs, Australia pushed forward with resolutions that others thought would be doomed. Richard Gowan, who's written for the Lowy Institute on the UN, says Australia succeeded by taking risks and focusing on a series of highly sensitive issues.
That sort of risk-taking, that sort of boldness, has made a big impression in New York.
It was the tragic happenstance of the MH17 crash that brought Australia and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop to the fore.
The message from this council to those who were responsible for this atrocity is definitive. You will be held to account for your actions.
There have been failures. The Security Council remains paralysed over Syria and there's been little progress on the Middle East.
We're entering an extremely uncertain period in world politics. We weren't sure whether Australia would have that level of ambition or that level of competence, to be frank, 2 years ago. The team in New York has come through with flying colours overall, and I think that is going to matter.
Australia could be set to make more headlines at the UN in the next few years, with increasing talk that Kevin Rudd could be a viable candidate for the Secretary-General's job. The election is due in 2016, but his biggest hurdle could be the belief by many that it's time a woman had the top job. This is Lisa Miller in Washington for AM.